With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Biden marking a vaccination milestone, 200 million COVID shots administered within his first 100 days in office, and the administration offering businesses a tax incentive to give employees paid leave to get vaccinated or to recover from any side effects that might occur.
Calling on every employer, large and small, in every state to give employees the time off they need with pay to get vaccinated. And any time they need with pay to recover if they're feeling under the weather after the shot.
The COVID picture in the world's second most populous country is grim. At 314,000 new infections, India has broken the world's record for the number of confirmed new cases in a single day. This second coronavirus surge putting incredible pressure on the country's fragile healthcare system. Also at SRNnews.com, Arizona's governor says he's not waiting for the federal government to deal with the crisis along the southern border.
I declared a state of emergency at the border, and I announced we're deploying the National Guard. Under the leadership of newly appointed Adjutant General Kerry Muhlenbeck, we will be sending up to 250 of our best women and men to our border communities, including here in Yuma.
Governor Doug Ducey's remarks aired by KNXV-TV. He's calling on President Biden to declare a national emergency. The Democrat-controlled House expected to vote later today on statehood legislation for Washington, D.C. Expected to clear the House, bill's future is in doubt in the Senate. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures narrowly mixed. Right now, Dow futures are up a fraction. NASDAQ futures down 20 points. S&P futures 5 points lower. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Patrick Johnson. People gathering outside the county courthouse to demonstrate one day after former police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty in the murder of George Floyd. Many of the demonstrators holding signs and flags that said Black Lives Matter on them, and they demanded justice for local victims of police brutality.
It's important that we as a community come together so that we can talk about our grievances, especially if we feel like our leadership isn't listening to us.
The NTSB releasing a report into the crash of a Boeing 737 that skidded off a runway and into the St. John's River at Naval Air Station Jacksonville in May 2019. The report cites weather as a big factor in the crash, but also other factors as well. All 143 people on board survived. A man accused of exposing himself in Murray Hill arrested. 37-year-old man is being held on $1,500 bond. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus. So if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The radicalized left, which is the Democrat Party, tried to, quote, kill the king twice and failed.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're still looking at pretty clear roads for the most part, but we do have some light traffic on New Kings Road headed south, right at 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny and cooler today, the high 67. Tonight, generally clear with a low of 54. Right now, it's 52 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. While congressional Republicans are open to earmarks, Republican members of the U.S. Senate say they will keep the earmark ban. Reports are vaccine demand is slowing down throughout the U.S. And the support to make marijuana legal for medical and recreational use hits an all-time high, according to a new survey.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Man, it's how cold is it getting again tonight?
Tonight's going to be in the 50s, yeah.
I'm at D.C.
freeze warning. Yeah, DC's got a freeze. I thought it would be fun to speak of. You know, poor Dave, you know, you check in with us every week, and he's got a bundle up tonight. I don't know. I didn't make you bring it up, but I thought I'd at least give you the info.
Really? Hey, Dave, it's cold there tonight. We got nothing else to talk about. Are you bundling up, Dave? 36-degree weather in D.C.
It's a way to say goodbye, you know, when you were finished.
Really?
I didn't think it would become the topic, but, you know.
Wow. It's up to you. All right. My topic should be, all right, that's great. Get well soon. I'm having fun, Raj. All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, a lot of news to get to. 904-831-0600 right here on Talk Radio. WBOB, vaccine demand. Many of you are not showing up at the COVID vaccine or the COVID-19 vaccine locations.
After having made an appointment.
After making an appointment, people are not showing up. ABC News.
And the concern growing when it comes to coronavirus here in the U.S., the demand for vaccines are slowing down. Thousands of appointments apparently going ignored across the country.
The demand for vaccines is slowing down as thousands of appointments go unfilled across the country. 44% of the counties in this country are still battling high community spread of coronavirus, but many rural areas are seeing lower turnout for the vaccine. And vaccine hesitancy is higher in underserved communities hit hardest by the virus.
That is from ABC News. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says, if you want to promote the vaccine, President Biden, take off the mask and tell people they're going to be safe.
If you want more people to get vaccinated, Joe Biden should go on national TV, take his mask off and burn it. Light a torch to it and burn his mask and say, I've had the vaccine. I am now safe from this plague. If you'll get the vaccine, you can be safe too.
Spending bills all over the map, coming up with a proposed infrastructure package. Some moderate Dems, according to TheHill.com, along with many Republicans, have say they would support a watered-down version from going from 2.3 down to maybe somewhere between $600 to $800 billion, but it must deal with the issue of roads. But according to pollster Frank Luntz, if voters were to find out, after a focus group that he did, he says if voters were to find out what is being proposed in this current infrastructure bill and what was passed in the previous COVID bill, voters will be angry.
I'll tell you, if the American people find out what's in this infrastructure bill, if they find out what was in this stimulus bill, they'll put the Republicans in power. When they find out the things that hard-earned taxpayer dollars are being spent on, the public is going to say, this is not what I voted for.
2016, of course, medical marijuana was passed by the majority of Florida voters. Now some advocates would like to see full-blown recreational use here in the state next year through another constitutional measure. But according to the Pew Research poll, more Americans support the legalization, either medical marijuana and or recreational use. It's at its highest level of 91% support. Reporter Kellen Howell.
More Americans than ever before say marijuana should be legal. A new poll found 9 in 10 Americans say they support legalizing weed for medical or recreational use. But while states have made strides with marijuana reform, Washington has lagged behind, with some key senators concerned about the public health impacts of marijuana reform.
The supporters of dealing with the situation of immigration, Eric Altieri, who is the National Organization Reform of Medical Marijuana and Recreational Laws, he says, we want to see it done on a nationwide level, but if Biden doesn't do it, we're not going to be surprised.
Priority and got it to his desk to sign, and that is a big deal and is supported. I don't think any of us expect him to become our champion to make this happen.
On the situation dealing with what took place this past week with the prosecution and conviction of Derek Chauvin over the George Floyd murder, the question is, will race and police reform ever be discussed?
The way the media and the Democrats have reacted, it is proof that even if the justice system worked, that can't be proof at all, because if you say that, it undermines the narrative that we are an irreversibly racist country. So this is going to keep happening again and again and again. Let's not pretend for a minute that everybody's suddenly ready to have a conversation, because people were trying to have this conversation for years. The statistics are obviously being ignored by one side, right? Tens of millions of police stops resulting in maybe 4 dozen tragic, disgusting, unarmed men and women being shot, the majority of them non-black.
That is host of Gutfeld on the Fox News Network, Greg Gutfeld. term limits for school board members is now making its way to possibly the Florida Senate, where the Florida House has supported it by putting it on a constitutional measure in the 2022 election as an amendment for the Florida ballot, where everybody who is an elected school board member in every county and every city would have to abide by an 8-year term limit.
Florida law allows board members to serve as long as they want, but some state lawmakers think a change is needed and want to impose term limits for all school board members. Right now, there are 358 school board members in Florida's 67 counties. Salaries for those members range from more than $25,000 in Lafayette County to more than $44,000 in Hillsborough as well as Orange County.
So if it does go down that route, again, everybody would be term limited, but the Democrats say if this is going to happen, it should be done on a local level. The discussion to move along a proposed gasoline tax increase is now already started and begun this past week at the Jacksonville City Council.
City Council will decide how much you will be paying for gas here in Jacksonville. Today was the first time council members met in a workshop to talk about doubling the local gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents a gallon. The most controversial part of the proposal is the huge chunk of revenue that would be spent to try to breathe life into the little-used downtown skyway.
That is from News 4 Jax. Jim Pickett, also from News 4 Jax, says that many people are not happy that a lot of this is money being supported and proposed to fund up the skyway.
The mayor's office says the 6-cent hike in tax would generate an economic impact of $1.6 billion and create more than 7,600 jobs. But the majority of the tax money would go to the controversial skyway.
Now, I'm here at the La Villa Station downtown for the skyway, and this is one of the biggest controversies, because a lot of this money, a good part of it, would go to change this whole skyway system, and a lot of people are having a problem with that.
Coming up next, will there ever be a conversation about police reform and the issue of race, and what happens next following what took place with the George Floyd trial of Derek Chauvin, of the accused killing, and he was convicted of killing George Floyd? We'll have a lot of this conversation coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're still looking at pretty clear roads for the most part, but we do have some light traffic on New Kings Road headed south right at 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny and cooler today, the high 67. Tonight, generally clear with a low of 54. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
The Brandon Grover News Hour, Fridays 5 to 6 on WBOB, has accurately predicted the presidential election, the Capitol riots, and more. Hear the newsmakers and call in at 904-831-0600. This Friday, the fallout of the J&J vaccine halt, staying the course to return to normalcy. Discussion of recent police shootings while trying to find common ground. Why we need law enforcement but trust in our institutions. Join the discussion 5 p.m. Friday on WBOB, sponsored by Elite Home Health.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
WBOB is Talk Radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. This week, the Jacksonville City Council began its conversation on a proposed gas tax increase. A Florida House proposal that will allow Floridians with a concealed weapon permit to carry in church is on its way to the Florida Senate. And the Florida House passes a measure that will ask voters in 2022 to impose 8-year term limits on county school board members.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The way the media and the Democrats have reacted, it is proof that even if the justice system worked, that can't be proof at all. Because if you say that, it undermines the narrative that we are an irreversibly racist country. So this is going to keep happening again and again and again. Let's not pretend for a minute that everybody's suddenly ready to have a conversation. Because the people were trying to have this conversation for years. The statistics are obviously being ignored by...
He's exactly right. That's the host of Gutfeld, Greg Gutfeld. So now I watch Ben Frazier and the rest of the gang start to show up and say, well, hey, let's go after Mike Williams. I'm waiting to see some proof where Mike Williams has gone out of his way to go to that and poor income communities out there because we're bored. So let's go mess with some people. Come on, folks. Is the issue about race, is the issue about, I'm just asking, please somebody tell me, how do you approach this, 831-0600? What is the conversation? The conversation's about police reform, that's great. What, I'm still asking, what area of police reform do you need, think we need to be reformed? No. Do we need to patrol more? Do we need to patrol less? The question about the issue of the race conversation. Greg Gutfeld is exactly right. The only way that the liberals want it is based on their terms. I'm okay. I'll go along with that. The statistics they do not have that shows that more of these, when it comes to numbers, is against the black community. I'm sorry, it's not against the white community of unarmed, of those individuals that get shot. And by the way, I don't care if it's black, red, white. It doesn't matter. You commit a crime, you're going to jail. That's the way it should be. If you get pulled over, comply. I'm sorry. I'm just asking. Oh, we need to tone down our language. Oh, no. I suffice that when you tone down the language, do you think you're going to get people to comply with you? No. It just shows they want to jump in their car and run away. I'm already frustrated with this whole argument. I mean, listen, Ben Frazier, if you believe the ills in the black community, by the way, the ills in the white community just as bad, okay? But if you believe the ills in the black community are things not being turned around because of abuse by the police, my word, dude, get your lithium checked. I'm sorry, that has nothing to go along with this. If Mike Williams' office has got systemic racism, please tell me, when did it start? Was it back in 1969 when the city of Jacksonville decided to incorporate the city as well?
Consolidate,
yeah. Please, give me some facts out there. You guys are thrown up against the wall, and let's just see what, slides down and what stays up. Mm-hmm. Come on, man, I'm looking for some alternatives here.
It's hard not to think that, that there's a desire to kind of strike when the iron's hot because a lot of this is being talked about nationwide.
Yeah.
But, locally, like I said, I don't see what's going on locally that they can complain about them,
Well, that's what I'm asking. Let me ask you this.
The last time I can recall, and I may be forgetting something, there was an incident of police brutality in Duval County. It was a black police officer who beat the daylights out of a white lady who was handcuffed because she was intoxicated at the time and tried to trip him. He was immediately fired. So what complaint could there have been?
Can I ask a Bible question? I don't usually try to mix. But if there's one way to get to heaven, is there a compromise, Raj?
No.
Then why should there be certain, is there a compromise of certain legal things? Depending on the eye of the beholder. But if you did wrong, you're going to get punished. If you did right, you had to be rewarded. Let us reason together, right? In other words, have a conversation. But it's my way of the highway, correct? According to biblical standards, Raj? You get what I'm going with this? You can sit and talk all you want. The bottom line is, if there's somebody that's committing a crime and you know where the crime is at, why do we continue to make excuses? When Democrats, white and black, and by the way, there's a few Republicans out there as well, when you predominantly run certain areas of a city that happen to be where poor income and low income individuals are, we've thrown so much money out for them for years. And by the way, I don't think we do enough economic opportunity, which is different than just throwing the money, by the way, folks. And then you mean to tell me that 50 years later, oh, the reason why certain people can't make it is must be racism. What a lazy excuse. Lazy excuse. You were told 10 years ago, cut back on the sugar, eat properly. Try to get away from the diabetes and heart disease. And then you come back 10 years later, oh my word, my doc probably didn't give me the right type of prescriptions. No, you were warned of what needed to be done. We know what the problem is, folks. It's like Celebrity Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live. You know what the answer is. Just answer it. Let's go to Tommy on line one. Tommy, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. So my thought process is on the argument of comply, where the problem is not just if you don't, you should all comply. It's the point where if blacks don't comply, they get shot. And if white don't comply, we find other alternatives. What I am for, if the cops want to be ignorant, that's fine, but shoot everybody. If everybody, if one person don't shoot black or white, if you don't comply, shoot everybody, and then that will be justice and that will be fair. But don't only shoot the black guy because he doesn't comply.
There's more whites being shot,
the white guy gets away.
There's more white people
I'm
being shot. Guys, you understand if there are body cams out there and you do what you're supposed to do and the cops messed up, you folks, you're getting paid, man. You're going to get a lawsuit. That's all I'm saying.
But no one wants to, you know, have the proceeds go to their survivors.
No, we're not talking. If you want to get paid, I mean, you live. I'm saying if you don't comply. Folks, the compliance are breaking the law. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, Tommy brought it up. Let's have a conversation. He said that more blacks are probably shot in a situation where there's conflict. White people tend to find, you know, themselves in what he believes to be less likely to be shot. You mentioned that more white people are being shot than black people when those situations happen. That's true. However, as a percentage of the population when that happens, is the same true. In other words,
Roger, it's a smaller percentage. It's you can and cannot use that argument. I understand that.
Yeah. What, is it more likely based upon the statistics?
What, because they're black? No. The body cam show that guy that got the lady. I don't know how you mess up on a taser and a gun. I'm even perplexed by that. The bottom line is
people's minds are going a different, right. Five different directions but at the same time.
The bottom line is whoever that individual was jumped in the car. You didn't know if he's reaching for a gun or something. They just would have come. By the way, he was busted. He was wanted for assault, battery, for burglary, and he did have a gun.
And no one knew that at the time, though.
Does it matter? I'm not taking a chance. Oh, he shot at me first. Really? What if that's the last shot you ever see? All right, let's go to Mary. Mary, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Hey, you know what? I hear your frustration. And the truth of the matter is, we can't stand up for what we believe is right because the woke supremacists will cancel us. I mean, there are people who literally troll the internet.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to comment with respect on social media and give statistics, they will report you. You will lose your job. I mean, we are being silenced. I don't think what's happening is right at all. But we go, if we have a family to feed and a job, we don't have the luxury of speaking up because we will be canceled.
Well, Mary, somebody's got to. Mary, I don't usually get this worked up. In the morning, I'm just asking.
Mary brings out a very, very good point. You say something that someone doesn't like and it doesn't follow the PC guidelines, guess what? They are going to try to ruin your life. In fact, I'm aware, and I don't know if this
Roger, I got to take a quick break while you're aware of you and your friends on this one. But no, tell me after the break.
Okay, I will.
All right, more coming up next.
All right, Rush Limbaugh is part of the daily lineup here at WBOB. Tune in at noon each day. It's time now for the Rush Update.
The environmentalist wackos have tried to control every aspect of our lives for seemingly ever. They don't want you to buy SUVs, don't want you to drink big soft drinks, don't like plastic straws. Now they want to control how you die. Some woman named Nora Mencken, director of the People's Memorial Association. Sounds like something from communist China. Anyway, this bunch is in Seattle. What's the difference? Says hundreds of thousands of tons of CO2 could be saved if you would just choose an environmentally friendlier way to dispose of your body. She suggests something called aquamation. Aquamation is the process that uses heat, pressure, water, and lye, deal with the stench, to dissolve you, the client. Now, she brags that aquamation creates only one-tenth the carbon footprint as conventional cremation. And she says the liquid byproducts can be used as fertilizer. It's a win-win for the earth. Yeah, folks, at some point, normal people are going to have had enough with all of this. They're sick and tired of people telling them how to live, now telling them how to die. They're sick and tired of these people being obsessed with death anyway. We've been able to deal with death and post-death for millennia without any meddling from these control freaks. If they're obsessed with death, maybe they should look to their own and leave us out of it.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless they're ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're still looking at pretty smooth roads for the most part, but we do have some slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed south, just past 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny and cooler today, the high 67. Tonight, generally clear with a low of 54. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Florida's economy depends on restoring America's Everglades. Everglades restoration will not only improve our environment, it will create 65,000 new infrastructure jobs and support hundreds of thousands of jobs tied to the real estate, recreation, and tourism industries. Let's invest in our future. Restore America's Everglades. Create jobs. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's a couple of emails. Ed, I hear the frustration in your voice. Because for years as a journalist, I'm sure that you've covered this many times. I admit it. Sometimes you sound like a bleeding heart conservative for those that in the black community. But I understand where you're coming from, especially when nothing is proven to determine what racism or beatdown of cops done here locally against those in the black community. Yeah, I'm just frustrated. The reason why I'm saying this, that if a cop is doing this, nail him. We've said that. We don't make many of you want to make. I don't make excuses. We infer some things as a conversation, but right. Go ahead, Rod. You were making a point earlier.
Okay, the point I was making is that Mary had called in and said that you can't have a conversation because the woke, which she called I forget what she called them. But anyway, the political correctness culture would prevent it because the minute you say something that doesn't line up with what they think, they cancel you. And at least I heard that there is actually some companies that their HR department, when they have free time, they're directed to go through the personal social media pages of their employees. And if they say anything that's not politically correct, that's ground for immediate termination.
That's ridiculous. That is, but... Did I get, are they posting on on the work time clock?
No, very often it's private. In fact, I know a lady who owns a business at the beach, and as part of her application process, her business, she can do what she wants. She requires all applicants to surrender their login credentials so she can look at their even their private social media.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, mine's pretty public, so I don't know what the private social media is.
Some people set it to private, you know, for reasons like this.
All right, more of the conversation. Continue up next. I'm just frustrated. The snipers are up there. Let's shoot from way out there so we can try to hit you. But when it comes to getting down there and having a real conversation, well, we only want it in our terms. That's pretty much what I see from the left. All right, more coming up next. WBOB.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Biden marking a vaccination milestone, 200 million COVID shots administered within his first 100 days in office. The COVID picture in the world's second most populous country is grim. At 314,000 new infections, India has broken the world's record for the number of confirmed new cases in a single day. Arizona's governor says he's not waiting for the federal government to deal with the crisis on the southern border. Governor Doug Ducey deploying 250 National Guard troops to the border, and he's calling on President Biden to declare a national emergency. The Democrat-controlled House to vote today on statehood legislation for Washington, D.C. Expected to clear the House, the bill's future is in doubt in the Senate. Dow futures down 13 points. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. Dozens of people gathered for a demonstration in front of the courthouse Wednesday. They gathered to celebrate the conviction of Derek Chauvin, who was found guilty Tuesday of murder and manslaughter charges and the killing of George Floyd. Ben Frazier, the leader of the Northside Coalition.
It's necessary for us to put the mirror up in front of the face of Jacksonville, Florida. We think it's great what happened out in Minneapolis, but we need to talk about JSO and what's happening right here in Jacksonville.
The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office opening an internal affairs investigation into officers' action the night that retired NFL player Louis Nix III was last heard from. His body and SUV found in a pond near an apartment complex in late February. The night Nix reportedly went missing, deputies searched the area around the pond but did not call in a dive team. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're still looking at pretty smooth roads for the most part, but we do have some slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed south, just past 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny and cooler today, the high 67. Tonight, generally clear with a low of 54. Right now, it's 52 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Reports are vaccine demand is slowing down throughout the U.S. The support to make marijuana legal for medical and recreational use hits an all-time high, according to a new survey. And while congressional Republicans are open to earmarks, Republican members of the U.S. Senate say they will keep the earmark ban.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
This is kind of an interesting story. ABC News has got a story out where there was a big demand for vaccine shots.
Mm-hmm.
The demand has gone down. Now, some of you can contribute it to Johnson & Johnson. Maybe you're not happy. You hear people, hey, this is the side effects that I've had, temporary side effects I've had from Moderna, Pfizer, whatever. But what I'm getting at is, see, now this is being used against Republicans because they say, well, there's enough vaccine going on. Well, you can't force people to get vaccinated or get tested out there. Listen to this clip.
And the concern growing when it comes to coronavirus here in the U.S., the demand for vaccines are slowing down. Thousands of appointments apparently going ignored across the country.
The demand for vaccines is slowing down as thousands of appointments go unfilled across the country. 44% of the counties in this country are still battling high community spread of coronavirus, but many rural areas are seeing lower turnout for the vaccine. And vaccine hesitancy is higher in underserved communities hit hardest by the virus.
Vaccine concern is the heaviest among those in rural and in black communities as well. Listen to Kentucky Senator Rand Paul when he says that the president goes out there and talks about wearing a mask. He goes, what's the point? Why don't you just tell everybody it's safe? You got the vaccines.
If you want more people to get vaccinated, Joe Biden should go on national TV, take his mask off, and burn it.
Yeah.
Light a torch to it and burn his mask and say, I've had the vaccine. I am now safe from this plague. If you'll get the vaccine, you can be safe too.
Now, here's one more clip. Here was, remember, let us go back. Vice then candidate back in September, Kamala Harris, said about this, about getting the vaccine shot under the Trump administration.
Let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us. I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump. And
by the way, you do know that the same vaccines that are being distributed all happened under Operation Warp Speed and President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me finish the clip.
It would have to be a credible source of information that talks about the efficacy and the reliability of whatever he's talking about. I will not take his word for it.
Okay. So Meghan McCain, one of the hosts on the Ladies on the View, said, well, wait a second. You heard now the vice president back then, the Senator Harris, said, I don't trust the Trump administration. Why would I take it? And she says, now do you understand why maybe some, if you want to play the partisan game, why maybe some Republicans are a little bit skeptical?
So she's expressing skepticism about the vaccine under the Trump administration. A lot of Republicans I know are expressing skepticism about the vaccine under the Biden administration, which is why this has been so dangerous, that this has become so politicized. But the media really lauded her at the time when she said that. And she didn't get nearly as much pushback.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for them to blame Trump for the Johnson & Johnson. You know that's coming. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to wait for them to see the blame Trump because he won't come out and get a message. Or all, you know, that's the big thing right now. He won't do a PSA. To tell people to get vaccinated.
Hmm.
Really? I need Trump to tell me this?
Who would run the PSA? You're talking about the left-wing media? I don't think they'd run it.
It has nothing to do with the media. They'd run it. All right? Just to sit back and say, see, Trump was forced to do it. No, they've asked him to run. Hey, Trump won't run it. I don't need former President Trump telling me. If I choose not to get the vaccine, I choose not to get the vaccine. That's the bottom line. Many of those in the black community have not gotten the vaccine shots, have they, Raj?
Yeah, those are the two primary groups.
Yeah.
Trump supporters and people in the black community who are middle-aged and older in years.
Let's go to Edel. Yeah. Edel, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Ed. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking the time.
No much. Listen, I'm an Uber driver, and I've had, a couple of months ago, maybe more, I've picked up around three of the employees that work at the Regency that are actually working with the staff, supplying the vaccines, and all three of those employees told me not to take it.
Really?
Just imagine you're working at a restaurant, you're the cook at the restaurant, you're the chef, and you're telling people not to go to the restaurant.
Shh, don't eat the food.
Gosh. Imagine all three people that, perhaps don't even know each other.
Uh-huh.
Picked them up and they said, listen, man, don't take the vaccine. I don't trust it. One of them said his sister took it. She's a nurse and it had terrible side effects and I don't think it's going to go very well. And the other two just simply told me they're not going to take it. So imagine that.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I want to ask you a couple of Uber questions. I'm curious about something, but millions have taken it. We've had, 6 out of 7 million with the Johnson & Johnson. One died. I don't think that's really a pause for concern. But let me ask you this, is anytime you take a med, I don't care what it is for the most part, you're going to get a side effect. You're going to have to be in the bathroom for a little bit. Your stomach's going to get nauseated. But knowing you're just going to take a few days. I didn't get vaccine. I had COVID. I developed antibodies, okay? My goal is to develop a better immune system because it makes me want to go out and become a better and have a better immune system besides waiting on the vaccine to take care of my own health concerns. My question is, Isn't it worth it, some would say, if they've already called in, don't worry about it, Raj. Isn't it worth it? You may have a few days of side effects knowing that overall it may help you against the fight against COVID. What's your take on that?
Well, honest and truthfully, in my opinion, I'm not really too afraid of this virus because when I've analyzed the totality of the circumstances, this is more about hurting the infrastructure and the culture of the United States than anything else. And they have bestowed so much fear. We're going to pay such a huge social toll over this situation that I really don't think that 5 or 10 years down the road, people are going to think about the death toll too much. They're going to think about the way the virus in China has literally metamorphosized the American culture.
Hey, can I ask you, I don't think you're wrong. I think it's going to be much sooner than that, especially when you look at kids that haven't gone back to school and they're great. Hey, when you, as an Uber driver, what are the precautions? Do you have plastic or something put up that separates you from the rider?
I don't have the plastic, but by Uber regulations, I have to wear the mask.
Okay. And by the way, I'm not asking you personally, how has business been?
It's been booming because the problem is that for example, the fuel prices have gone up about $1.
Right.
And my conscience is clean. I voted for Trump. So whoever voted for Biden, by all means, I hope they can sleep at night. But
I mean, you're doing okay as an Uber driver.
So, but here's the thing. And on top of that, you have the stimulus packages that are making people have the perception that they're gonna have all of that wealth forever. So they are not encouraged to go out and work. Number one, that's number one. Number two, the stimulus packages. Number three, the distances in Jacksonville are much greater than Miami, which is where I'm from.
All right.
You know, pickup times here are a lot longer than drop-offs sometimes.
But you're banking.
And right now, Uber is running promotions so to encourage drivers, but then yet.
All right. I got to get running. I just want to know, are you banking? Are you making that Bitcoin? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he says he is. I that's good. But by the way, gasoline prices have gone down in Florida. Just letting you know. So this is not all a big Biden thing. This is based on consumer demand. People driving goes up. Some have gone down. I'm with you on this, Edel. I'm with you on it. But it's not all blamed on Biden here. I'm just telling you, so much as I'm not a fan of his. But interesting. Hey, Edel, thank you for the call, man. Interesting. A lot of Uber drivers listen to this radio show. Maureen, thank you for calling. Good morning.
Hey, this is my PSA. My name's Maureen. I'm a VA nurse. And I want to encourage anyone who is concerned about the vaccine, talk to your healthcare provider. You'll get the facts, not this, I heard this, I heard that. You'll get the facts. So please quit listening to all the noise out there. If you have a question about that vaccine, call your healthcare provider and ask about the facts.
Hey, Maureen, here's a question I have for you, right? You ready?
Yeah.
I'm laughing when I'm saying this. So you get where I'm coming. Maureen, it's going to change my DNA. I've heard that.
That is not, it is not a DNA, it's an RNA mutation. It gets into the RNA, not the DNA.
Right. Maureen, I appreciate the call. Hey, Roger, think about this for a second. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to go commit a crime, would you not do it, then go get the vaccine shot because it changed my DNA? You can't kill.
She just said it doesn't change your DNA.
I know.
RNA. Now we all have to study what the difference is.
I know. I get people tell me, well, I read on the internet that it's going to change my DNA. All right. Let's go to, if you want to get it, that's fine. I'm not getting it right now. Don't need it. I think a vaccine, unfortunately, is a lazy way of many of us not to get our bodies in check, to eat properly, eat more fruit, and go out and walk for 15, 20 minutes and develop a better immune
system. More lemons,
system.
More oranges, more honey.
I know where this is going, Raj. Like what grandma said, right?
Exactly.
Some of you know what I'm talking about. That's good. Rogers, yeah. Take some Theraflu, man.
Stop.
Take that NyQuil. Anyway, let's go to Craig. Craig, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Ed. Hey, Roger. How are you doing?
What's up, man?
Great.
Oh, nothing much. Yeah, I agree with you. This wasn't what I was calling about, but I agree with you that there's a bigger story here with people overweight that are not – I mean, I hear people that are overweight or talk to them, and they're not going to get the virus, the vaccine. I haven't gotten it yet, but I do plan to get it. My doctor talked to me about the whole DNA, RNA thing as well.
What did he say about that?
He said the whole thing, it doesn't affect your DNA. It doesn't change your DNA. And he's all about encouraging, and he's, you know, he's all about encouraging you to get it. He said it's going to be worse if you get the virus, you know, than just getting the shot. So,
all right.
But one quick comment. I am a little bit, and I may sound negative, I am a little bit worried about this whole, the police, the race, the African-American shootings, things like that. I don't know if this is ever going to change or there's ever going to be a consensus amongst all of us, because I just feel like the bar, every time you meet one step, you take one step forward or we take one step back, they're going to push back for more. And not every shooting that happens or every death happens is a George Floyd. That was very tragic. I think most Americans agree this guy should go to jail. And that's the problem, is we do agree, but they're not hearing us say that we agree. They just think that, again, there's still so much racism out there, and I don't know where all this racism is. If, you know, I teach my kids, if the police say stop, my kids, I tell them, you better stop and raise your hand if you're in a situation. You know, don't keep running or turn and pull a gun out.
Thank you.
Not that my kids would do that.
You know what? You know what Geraldo Rivera said one time, and I'm not saying you have the group, but ever since the Trayvon Martin thing, The white Hispanic, remember that's what he was referred to by that of Al Sharpton and others, George Zimmerman, because his name was Zimmerman. I mean, the Black Panther Party was calling him Jewish. I'm like, oh, what a bunch of idiots. I remember, because I covered this case, it was just stupid. Geraldo Rivera tells everybody, he says this on Fox, don't wear a hood. Don't wear a hoodie, because it's a stereotype. And I'm like, okay, well, when the weather, unfortunately, Craig, and I'm not saying this to brag, when I have to go out and do my miles every day, even during the wintertime, like, I'll go, Roger, man, I'm wearing my hood. I'm not getting pulled over at 3 o'clock in the afternoon going down Bay Meadows Road, okay? But I'm just saying, I wear it because it's cold. But, I mean, maybe in some parts of the country, a hoodie, I don't know. Is that too much of a stereotype or what?
I think that's probably a stereotype. I think where some of this is happening is these people are putting themselves in situations, whether it's the child or the teenager's out at 3 in the morning. I mean,
well, that's different.
Out at 3 in the morning, things like that. And I do believe that the BLM and the leader of BLM, they're race baiters. And of course, you talked about the article where the lady's buying like $3.2 million in real estate.
Yeah.
But she's using her power. And she's using what power and voice she has to create dissension among the races, because that brings profitability to her and Sharpton.
Right. I got to run.
Yeah, I've got a friend.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Craig. I've got a friend who was a student at one of the local universities who said she had an African-American professor who would never wear anything except a shirt and a tie, a button-up shirt and tie,
really?
Every day of his life, because he felt that if he's ever in a situation with law enforcement, now he may have been paranoid, but that was his decision. And she,
well, you know, that's kind of an interesting topic.
So maybe
interesting.
Maybe from his view,
hey,
you could get away with wearing a hoodie, but maybe some black people are afraid they can't.
But now, Roger, is that a mistake on the black individual, or is that smart? Not saying that I'm saying in that era or where he may be a teen. The reason why I'm getting at this: how many of y'all ever gone in front of a judge? You ever gone to traffic court? Oh, I've been to traffic court, trust me, years ago. And I was always told, you wear a tie and a jacket, and the judge is very lenient on you. You know why?
Why?
It's called respect.
Okay.
But
you never know. You're never going to know if you're going to be in a situation
if you're not wanted in five different cases, But
right.
By the way, folks, why do you think everybody's dressed up nice in court? You ever seen somebody who looks like a slacker? Not at all. Why they're all... But have you ever seen, I've seen people walk up like they just got done digging a ditch, and the judge says, because it's disrespectful.
Especially
that's why.
If they're the defendant, because you got a jury looking at them, and people look at the outward appearance.
That guy looks
like
Roger.
That guy looks like he's up to no good.
Everybody in traffic court's a defendant. Anyways. He was like this, Your Honor. Anyway, so, all right. More coming up next. 748 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
traffic is totally stopped on I-10 headed east, right between US 301 and First Coast Expressway. Add an extra 30 minutes. That's I-10 headed east, right between US 301 and First Coast Expressway. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny and cooler today, the high 67. Tonight, generally clear with a low of 54. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen since I started working here in 1980 is how we have to travel to the world markets to buy. There are a bunch of things that cause this, but the biggest has to do with Underwood's quality standard. For example, in diamonds, we have to see and gemologically evaluate a diamond to see if it'll fit inside our stringent quality standards. If we're at the market, whether it's in New York, Hong Kong, Africa, or India, we have the huge selections to pick from, and our standard will never be compromised. We get the prices we expect for Underwood quality. And as a result, we control our diamond stock instead of a diamond dealer just sending us what he wants us to have, and we're able to offer these beautiful, carefully selected diamonds that we're proud to put the Underwood name on. And they're available right now at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
I deployed with the U.S. Army in 2003. I've been in 8 different IED explosions. I don't know how many gunfights we've been in. 5.5 years of combat, it takes its toll on you. A lot of cumulative experience and trauma.
Canines for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
You know, the thing I can tell you about my dog is his eyes have that perfect amount of judgment, but also that perfect amount of love. And no matter what I do, he just looks at me like I'm either an idiot or I'm the best thing in the world. He's my cranky old man, and I love him.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
Does your family deserve the freshest produce? Well, obviously, of course they do. And nothing's fresher than the straight-off-the-bush strawberries and blueberries from the Towers Family Farms. And it's super simple. You just pay for what you pick. They're open every day, except Mondays and Thursdays. And bring your family, because after all, memories aren't made at the grocery store. They're made at the farm. Towers Family Farms. You can also easily pre-order their blueberries and strawberries. Visit towersjacks.com for all your pre-order and picking needs.
You complain to a newspaper or a television station and they'll say, well, you know, you just don't really know how we operate here. You don't know how we put the news together. You don't know what you're talking about. We're not biased. You're an idiot. You're stupid. I, El Rushbo, on the other hand, I treat everybody listening to this program as though they know exactly what I'm talking about every time I open my mouth. They may not know the information I'm going to impart, but I assume you're capable of learning everything I am. They don't.
Proud to be the voice of conservatism in Jacksonville and beyond. WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Florida House proposal that will allow Floridians with a concealed weapon permit to carry guns in church is on its way to the Florida Senate. The Florida House passes a measure that will ask voters in 2022 to impose 8-year term limits on county school board members. And this week, the Jacksonville City Council began its conversation on a proposed gas tax increase.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Small business facing challenges filling job openings. Amazon rolling out pay by palm plan, and SpaceX bumps its next launch up by one day. Those stories next.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code SEMI for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents per gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SEMI for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEMI.
In an odd twist, as the country starts heading back to work, many small businesses report facing difficulty in filling job openings. Potential employees, they say, often fail to show up for scheduled interviews, and others turn down wages that are offered, preferring instead to live off jobless benefits that were boosted by the big spenders in Congress. Shopping will take a new technological turn when Amazon rolls out a pay-by-palm technology where members scan their hands, which are linked to a credit card or their Amazon account. Elon Musk's SpaceX will move up its next astronaut launch by one day due to concerns about weather. Liftoff is now scheduled for early Friday. Two Americans, a French astronaut, and one Japanese space traveler will be aboard. Please join me three times each weekday for my updates from the Salem Radio Network, right here on this station. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
A Washington practice with many names. Congressionally directed spending. Member designated local high priority projects. Earmarks. Pork. Whatever they're called, they're making a comeback.
That's Fox News' Rich Edson. The U.S. House of Representatives, the Dems said, they love it. Republicans have now in the U.S. House say they're going along with it. Some of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate say they're going to continue to go along with the earmark ban. Here is Frank Luntz. I tell everybody that next year, I'm not saying that the Republicans have any credibility when it comes to spending. Believe me, they've lost it. But when it comes to an issue of, okay, we spent money in infrastructure, we spent money on a COVID relief bill, we spent it over here, but you only got $1,400, but we spent millions on the arts, we spent millions on trans studies. Listen to what Frank, I said, this is going to hurt Democrats next year. Listen to what pollster Frank Luntz said.
I'll tell you, if the American people find out what's in this infrastructure bill, if they find out what was in this stimulus bill, they'll put the Republicans in power. When they find out the things that hard-earned taxpayer dollars are being spent on, the public is going to say, this is not what I voted for.
The issue of the Florida House now says that they want to put term limits on a constitutional ballot measure here in the state of Florida, next year. It would require that every county has a term limit of 8 years.
Florida law allows board members to serve as long as they want, but some state lawmakers think a change is needed and want to impose term limits for all school board members. Right now, there are 358 school board members in Florida's 67 counties. Salaries for those members range from more than $25,000 in Lafayette County to more than $44,000 in Hillsborough as well as Orange County.
That's from Spectrum News. How many would support term limits for school board members? State Representative Tracy Davis here locally. So simply because term limits work for one community does not mean that it works for other communities. State House Democrats say that local term limits should be done, not a constitutional measure. pains me to say this. They've got a point.
Right, right. You know, I'd rather see party affiliation on the ballot than term limits, to be frank with you, because I think that people know who they're voting for, how their likely ideology leans, then I think that's probably a little bit more important than just kicking them out every
Yeah, but I don't care if it's a Republican. I still want them term limited. I'm a huge fan of term limits. I want to see term limits on everybody, okay? Especially all these Republicans that talk about it. I mean, I support it. Having said this, Roger's got a point. I would love to see party labels out there because it's impressive when a Democrat can win a Republican win in the Democratic neighborhood. But Tracy Davis has got a point. It may work. Let the local decision makers decide this. Folks, how many of you would support? How many believe we should have term limits, but how many believe it should be in a constitutional ballot? Well, everybody used to play the same playing field. No. Different story. We don't have the same tax structure in other counties. Do we need to play in the same level playing field as them as well? 831-0600. Should we leave it to the local municipality to decide whether or not they want term limits? Or should we have a constitutional amendment statewide where Tallahassee's telling you locally, you got to put term limits? And by the way, why aren't we only putting term limits on school board members? Why don't we put them on everybody else throughout the state? Little inconsistency, wouldn't you say? 904-831-0600. Your calls are coming up next. It's good to have everybody here. Ed and Roger, Morning Show, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville. 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.